This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know what's super fishy about this Amtrak train derailment in Washington, south of Seattle, I think near Tacoma? What's fishy about it is that Antifa, the radical left-wing extremist domestic terrorism group that has been applauded by the left-wing media, had bragged about sabotaging trains and pouring concrete on railways in order to cause train derailments. This is something that they consider to be a tactic that is okay with them, being left-wing anarchists or left-wing radical terrorists, whatever they are. It's also disturbing that Antifa has been praised by Yahoo News and praised by Huffington Post, praised by CNN, praised by New York Times and other left-wing media outlets that are, in a sense, complicit in domestic terrorism if, in fact, this Amtrak derailment was caused by Antifa. In other words, if that's proven to be the case, then these left-wing media outlets are really encouraging this kind of terrorism behavior and refusing to condemn Antifa. Because, of course, Antifa is what the left-wing media really loves. They want radical revolutionaries who murder conservatives or who try to overthrow the government or who carry out mayhem and chaos. That is ultimately, remember, the left-wing media is in favor of communism. And the only way you get to communism is through an armed revolution that they want to overthrow the legitimate democratically elected government that we have now. They want to overthrow it and install communism. So how do they do that? Well, they support Antifa, which absurdly stands for anti-fascist, even though their tactics are very much like fascists, but they call themselves anti-fascists, apparently not realizing that their tactics are just like the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, who bullied their enemies and threatened to kill anyone who disagreed with them. They murder their political opponents and so on. And that's exactly what Antifa does as well. So this train situation in Washington State is also geographically close to the areas where Antifa has operated in the past. They had 20 to 30 members that camped out on railroad tracks in Olympia, Washington. And they're trying to stop trains that they claimed contained hardware for fracking. So they're anti-fracking and they're targeting trains for sabotage if those trains carry any kind of hardware that's used in fracking operations. Now, the problem with that is that a lot of the hydraulic fracturing equipment is the same equipment that's used for oil exploration. So how do Antifa people know whether they're stopping a train that has fracking equipment or it's just oil exploration equipment? Either way, it's still terrorism if they're sabotaging trains and pouring concrete on the railroad tracks and causing trains to derail and kill people. And by the way, the Associated Press reported that there was an object on the tracks, an object in the way that caused the train to derail. That's at least what we know so far from the Associated Press. So that is consistent with Antifa and how they have called for this in the past, and they've had articles on their websites. One website, I forgot the name of it, I think it's called itsgoingdown.com or .org, something like that. They had an article that was bragging about using sabotage techniques to cause train derailments, and they took that article down as soon as this Amtrak thing happened, probably realizing that, yeah, people are going to put two and two together and connect the dots on this. We know that Antifa is crazy enough to do this. And when you hear them talk too, or read their articles, they're insane. They are truly insane. They talk about how they've been suffering under so much oppression, and that fracking and oil exploration and the energy economy, they say, is somehow white supremacy and causing the enslavement of minorities. Like, what? Dude, everybody drives a car, it seems. Well, maybe not everybody, but people of different skin colors and backgrounds drive cars. Every kind of person drives a car. And every car runs on fossil fuels. It's not racist to have oil in your economy. How is that racist? Everybody can buy gas. It's not like you drive up to a gas station and the gas station attendant says, no, you're Latino, you can't buy gas because it's racist. No, that doesn't exist. You can buy gas no matter what your race. How is it racist to have gas available to, you know, the entire population? So a lot of these things that these Antifa kids, they're mostly kids, mostly like deranged college students, the things they say make no sense. And it's obvious that they are very angry, but also highly irrational, and that they don't mind violence. They don't mind calling for murder. They don't mind using these terror-style tactics. They, in fact, endorse them and justify them. They say that because their political enemies are fascists, that any technique in their minds is okay, including perhaps train derailment that just killed like 6 or 7 people and injured almost 80. So that's the danger of these kinds of radical left-wing groups, is when they convince themselves that they are the only ones that are fighting for justice and equality and truth, and they call their enemies fascists, then they can justify to each other any technique or tactic to kill their enemies. And that's what makes them dangerous. So are they willing to shoot people, stab people, kill people? Yeah, there's videos of them talking about how they're going to trap conservatives in kill zones, you know, at like public events. Just trap conservatives in kill zones and then kill them with knives, guns, baseball bats, that kind of thing, or spiked bats, which is a favorite weapon of Antifa. They like to put nails into bats and threaten people with those kinds of weapons. This is an Antifa tactic. This is what they like to do. So they are extremely dangerous, obviously, and a terrorist organization in America, which is why I've called for the mass investigation and mass arrest of Antifa members in America for being part of a domestic terrorism organization. And that's what we need to see happen. I hope that happens, and I hope no more innocent lives are lost due to Antifa actions that are targeting innocents across America. It's very, very dangerous that this left-wing terrorism group is endorsed by the media and is allowed to operate. And by the way, Amazon.com made money selling Antifa gear. So they had all these Antifa shirts and I guess it was coffee mugs and things like that, and they were profiting from Antifa. And Jeff Bezos didn't have a problem with that at all. So even Amazon.com, which owns Whole Foods, has been profiting off of Antifa, profiting off of terrorism. So there you go. That's how deep this thing goes. That's how dangerous this is for society. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am in favor of liberty and freedom, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and similar things. So check out my websites at liberty.news and also naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean, supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.